from your vantage point, how has Brock Osweiler handled this week?
He's done well, but he's done well every week. OTAs, he's worked very hard, so we expected him to progress and do well.
How do you think he did in the second half after he came in Sunday?
I think he did a good job of obviously staying alive. There's a few off-schedule plays he had to make, and he did a good job with that. But he handled the offense. That's what we asked him. You know, he was sharp in and out of the huddle, knew what he was doing, got the guys directed.
Even though he hasn't gotten the game work, he says his Wednesday workouts that he's gotten have really helped him progress. Do you kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, certainly anytime you even just, you know, have the verbiage go in and out of your mouth and in your ears and huddle and get people on the right page, you know, that's going to help you. So, but he works really hard in and out of the building. He works, you know, we ask him, we quiz him every week, and that's all three of them, you know, at night, Saturday night before the game, and he's been very sharp with that. So, you know, he spends some time on it. I'm not surprised that he's been preparing that way.
Have you adjusted your scheme at any point?
We got the 2015 Broncos. That's it. It's the same playbook. We ain't got no new playbook. It's the same playbook that we've had. So, no, we haven't. It's what we expect to do.
Well, you go back some more.
We've seen differences, though.
What have you seen different?
We've seen Peyton never under center, and when we've seen Brock when he's in there under center.
When did you see him in the game he was under center?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same football playbook. Right. Don't go there now. You know better now. You know what I'm going to, too. It's football. We've been under center. We've been in the pistol. We've been in gun. So we can expect all three could happen on Sunday. So we're not coaching them any different. So,
a few weeks in with Vernon, how has he looked this week, and how does he fit in the group of tight ends?
Well, I think he's getting better every week. He's knowing more. I mean, that's the thing. It's just the experience. You know, you forget when you go through OTAs, when you go through training camp, and we get 24 hours with these guys, you know, CBA aside, but we get a lot of time with them. Then they get to know all the little nuances, and Brian's working hard with him and making sure, and OD and Virgil have done a great job of talking to him. You know, this is, you know, how we view the play. So I think he's progressing, and I think, you know, we're getting more and more snaps. He had more, and, you know, hopefully we'll have more of this and more production from all of them. You know, we're trying to make sure that we're staying on the field and working through that.
Rick, would have that broad spectrum of tight ends
from. Well, certainly it's. I mean, it's great to have those. You know, certainly because just rotation one, and then your different personnel packages. You know, sometimes you get limited. If you only have two, there's not much you can do with those. You know, so to have three and active and playing and doing different things and to be as versatile as those guys are will help us.
Rick, with his first NFL start on the road against a team that's playing pretty well. I'm guessing there are going to be a few more butterflies in his stomach on Sunday. What are you saying to him this week? What are you going to say to him Sunday morning before he hits the field?
Not really much. I think, you know, it is his, fourth year now, so he's been around it. He understands. You know, our whole approach is, hey, you know, it's just not Brock against the Bears. It's the Broncos. You're a part of the deal. You know, do your job. We've coached you. You got a bunch of really good players behind you, right? And we'll put you in the right spot and just keep working at it. Take what you got, right? You don't have to force anything. We got a run game. We got enough people that we can spread the ball and make plays. So don't try to win it all in one play. You know, we're trying to progress the ball downfield, as always, move the chains, score points.
Rick, up front with the offensive line, not a whole lot of teams, you know, change them out every couple series. What are the advantages? What do you see that it helps?
It keeps us fresher, I think. And then, you know, I experimented a little bit back in the day. I can't even remember the year. It's been a long time ago. But I had Blake Brockemeyer, so I moved him around a little bit with the other two tackles. And it really does change. Each of those tackles sets a defensive end a little bit different. So I think that gives them a little bit an advantage, and it keeps them all fresh. And then inside, you know, with our two guards, you know, they're good players, but they have some age on them, so we're trying to take some wear and tear on them and then move Max along. So I think it really has helped us as far as keeping everybody involved and then keeping them fresh.
How much has it helped, specifically Garcia's development, now that he's working both on left and right side?
Well, I don't know that it matters left or right or anything. It's just the experience of seeing the picture. I mean, the game is a lot faster than it is in college, and the players, they're all good. There's, you know, so you have to have experience in order to get better. There's no doubt in my mind. So he's just getting better from the experience, whether it's right side or left side. Certainly that puts a little bit more on his plate. You know, not many people play both sides. You know, tackles don't swing. Guards usually stay on one side. But he's done a good job with that.
Rick, what have you seen? I know you're not watching that set of film, but Jay Cutler's having a nice year this year after a bad year. You worked with him. He played pretty well for you. Are you surprised?
No, not at all. I've always thought, you know, Jay's a very talented. He's got a great arm. He's athletic. He can run. You know, shoot, we did options with him when we were here. So I know he's talented. It's just a matter of getting the right system for him and getting him going in a rhythm. You know, they've changed a little bit, you know, over the years when he's been there as far as systems. And, you know, just knowing Adam, I know he'll put him in the right spot. So I think they, you know, obviously done a great job, and they are playing. They're not just playing well. They're playing very, very well right now.
For a young quarterback like Osweiler, how important is it pre-snap to focus on what the offense is doing and not get caught up in some of the disguise stuff and the shifts that the Bears do pre-snap?
Well, I mean, that's part of our approach. We try and stay in our huddle. You know, we need to get better. Don't worry about them. We'll get better, and hopefully our scheme will take us in the right spot, not so much guessing. So I think he's done a really good job of understanding what we're trying to get done and what each play is. It should work through progressions.
I'm just curious if you talked about him, the two-point play, I guess I'm thinking of. He took a pretty good shot.
He took a big shot. No, I didn't talk to him about that. I did see the welt on his side, but I didn't talk to him. He's got to know what he's doing, you know. Just stay alive and not so much bury the ball and try and go over the top. He is a tall guy, but, you know, there are. And then he made the play, you know, later on by moving around and hitting Bubba in the back.
Back to the Denver Broncos
yes.
Offense. It's one offense, but at the same time, I know Gary said before, you find ways within your offense to cater to your players' strengths. Obviously, Peyton and Brock don't have the same exact skill set. What are Brock's strengths within that could, I guess, help you within this scheme?
Well, he's got a good arm. He's athletic. But other than that, I mean, he's a quarterback. Right, and we've done the same thing with the quarterbacks we've had all our that I've been around, you know. So, you know, Peyton did a good job with the things that we asked him to do, and Brock will do a good job with the things we ask him to do. I don't know if I want to get too much into exactly what, but you know, you all see him playing. He does a good job. We just have to keep him thinking about focusing. Hey, this is my job. Let's take it one play at a time.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.